Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will move to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court on Monday. NPR's Claudio Grisales reports the final vote's expected to follow a busy weekend featuring Senate speeches and debate.
The Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee is expected to send Barrett's nomination to the full Senate floor on Thursday. McConnell says that means the full Senate can start debating the nomination on the floor Friday, followed by speeches and debate on Saturday and Sunday. Then the Senate can vote to confirm Barrett the following day.
We'll be voting to confirm Justice to be Barrett. Next Monday.
McConnell also told reporters at the Capitol that it will mark a signature accomplishment for the GOP. Democrats remain opposed to the move, but Republicans say they have the votes to approve Barrett. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.
It appears President Donald Trump's latest pre-election attacks against Dr. Anthony Fauci aren't generating a lot of buy-in on Capitol Hill. Senate Republicans are largely shying away from linking themselves too closely to the president's attacks against the popular infectious disease expert. NPR's Mara Liasson says the attacks may not be playing well with voters either at a time of coronavirus infections are again surging nationwide.
People who would like to see Anthony Fauci criticized are probably already voting for the president. But criticizing Anthony Fauci, who has a tremendously high approval rating and scores very high on who do you trust, could actually push away independent voters and undecided voters. This is a problem. You know, if the president thinks this is a good thing to do, it's hard to see how this helps him.
Trump is campaigning today in Erie, Pennsylvania, while his Democratic rival Joe Biden prepares for this week's final presidential debate Thursday night. Louisville judges ruled grand jurors in the Breonna Taylor case, who considered charges against the police officers who shot and killed her, should be allowed to speak publicly. As Eleanor Klibanoff with member station WFPL reports, the ruling could raise more questions about prosecutors' handling of the case.
Judge Annie O'Connell said in her ruling that traditional justifications for secrecy are no longer relevant in this case, and that, quote, the ends of justice require disclosure. The grand jury issued no charges in Taylor's death. Louisville Metro Police Officer Brett Hankison was indicted for firing bullets into a neighbor's apartment. In a statement issued after the ruling, the anonymous grand juror who filed the motion claimed they were not given the option to consider other charges against Hankison or the other involved officers. A lawyer for the grand jurors says Kentucky's Attorney General Daniel Cameron has made misleading public statements about the proceedings. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Klibanoff in Louisville.
Stocks were higher on Wall Street. The Dow up 113 points today. The Nasdaq rose 37 points. This is NPR. Tropical storm Epsilon is likely to be at or near hurricane strength as it moves closer towards Bermuda. While it's too early to tell the storm's exact track, the National Hurricane Center says there is a risk of a direct impact on Bermuda. A tropical storm watch is in effect there. Epsilon currently has maximum sustained winds of about 60 miles an hour and is expected to reach hurricane strength by early Thursday. Former co-star's friends and fans are rallying around Oscar-winning actor Jeff Bridges after he revealed he has cancer. NPR's Bob Mondello has details of Bridges' announcement that was made on Twitter.
Bridges tweeted the announcement of his illness with a reference to the iconically laid-back character he played in The Big Lebowski. As the dude would say, he tweeted, "New has come to light. I have been diagnosed with lymphoma. Although it is a serious disease, I feel fortunate that I have a great team of doctors and the prognosis is good." The 70-year-old actor did not disclose what type of lymphoma he has or what stage it's reached. In a second tweet, Bridges thanked his followers for their outpouring of support and added a pitch he's been delivering lately. Quote, "While I have you, please remember to go vote because we are all in this together," end quote. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
Game one of the World Series getting underway this evening, one for the record books. The Tampa Bay Rays will battle the Los Angeles Dodgers for the championship in a virus-shortened season, with teams playing in mostly empty stadiums for game one in Arlington, Texas. Attendance will be limited to about 11,000 fans. It's the smallest crowd for a series game in more than a century. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.